I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. It was just this morning I heard yet another tale of someone who was so afraid of a bug of some sort that they were jumping up on a counter and having to call a relative from another room to come in and dispose of it.
Gosh, that's a hard way to live.
It is.
Well, what's your most irritating summertime insect?
Chiggers.
Chiggers,
yep.
Which aren't insects, but are close relatives.
Mites.
They're arachnids, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're hearing studies where most people live in the cities now rather than the country. Most people living in the cities experience insects and their relatives as biting or stinging or infesting our food. So it's no wonder that more and more people have a more negative viewpoint of these animals. Terminix did a survey to find out what were the most irritating summertime bugs. Topping the list of the top five are mosquitoes, followed by ants, wasps, spiders, and bees, all of which bite or sting. But as we showed recently, the spider bites are somewhat of a fallacy.
So flies didn't make the list.
Oh, they're on the list, but they're just way down the list. And again,
oh,
it's because they don't bite or sting. Actually, I take that back. Flies didn't make the list. Cockroaches and termites and bed bug cicadas. But out of the people surveyed, they found that 3% are not irritated at all by insects in the summertime. And I would have to say I fall in that category, although once in a while I slip into the mosquito category. But all these things are so easily avoided. I mean, mosquitoes, I still understand why people go to these nonsensical and expensive lengths to try and control mosquitoes when the simplest things to do are just drain water that acts as their breeding sites, wear clothing if you have to be out at dawn or at dusk, and if you have to be out at those times, use DEET. You know, there are companies out there now that will spray your yard with stuff that kills everything. Read the fine print.
Oh,
but I've noted on occasion people using this service, and then in their backyard, they've got a great big above ground, uncovered green swimming pool just breeding mosquitoes. You know, people don't seem to make the connection of standing water and mosquitoes. But admittedly, it's hard to do, especially this summer when we've got lots of water. So there are all kinds of receptacles out there we're just not thinking about.
I'm wondering how some people get away with having tires in their yard stacked up.
You know, that's something I joke about. Neighbors complaining about those stacks of tires, which are great breeding sites, but there are people out there that have stacks of tires that are holding water. Even people who keep very neat and tidy gardens, the little dishes that are underneath the flower pots, those are breeding sites. All you need is about a half inch of water and a good warm 5 to 7 days, and you're going from egg to adult in mosquito land. Again, it's not an easy thing to do, but there are things you can do to minimize it. And of course, you can't always choose what your neighbors are doing or not doing. And ants, wasps, you know, all these things can be easily avoided. But most people would rather go through the expense and the trouble of trying to spray them with chemicals rather than just take simple precautions or choose a time when these organisms aren't likely to be out. But that's just me.
And that's Dr. Art Evans. He's author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.